Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 104 for the week of January 26th, 2009. In advertiser news, Cryogenic Institute of New England issued a press release on January 8th announcing a new cryogenic treatment service that is specially tailored for racing and other high-performance enthusiasts. The latest developments are the result of the company's continuing commitment to meet the needs of the competitive motorsports market. The process of cryogenically treating auto parts has become widely adopted in professional racing circuits. Racing teams that compete in NASCAR, Formula One, and other international racing circuits have been using this technology for years. In practice, stock, modified, or custom components are sent to the company's processing lab in Worcester, Massachusetts, where they are subject to the proprietary nitro-freeze cryogenic treatment process. After treatment, the parts are returned to the racer or mechanic for any additional modifications and final assembly. Common parts for cryogenic treatment include all engine components such as cam and crankshafts, pistons and rings, connecting rods and engine blocks. Drivetrain components including clutches, gears and shafts, and brake rotors are also widely treated. Cryogenic treatment of racing parts benefits the components in several ways. First, residual stresses from part fabrication are removed, greatly reducing distortion, warping, and fatigue failures that are caused by crack propagation of stress lines. Second, steel components adopt a uniform grain structure, eliminating imperfections that improve thermal properties such as heat dissipation. This also reduces the coefficient of friction to produce less drag. Lastly, modifications to the microstructure improve toughness, increase part stability, and greatly enhance wear resistance. To view this full press release, please visit Cryogenic Institute of New England's WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of February. On January 29th, Metal Finishing, in association with Shemetall, will be presenting a live webinar on alternative pretreatment technologies for steel and aluminum surfaces. On February 6th through the 8th, India International Coating Show 2009 will take place at Chennai Trade Center in Chennai, India. On February 8th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On February 8th through the 12th, the NASF Management Conference will take place at Westin Aruba Resort in Aruba. On February 15th through the 18th, PACE 2009, the Paint and Coatings Expo, will take place at New Orleans Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 16th, Flap Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News and sponsored by 3M, will take place in Neuss, Germany. On February 17th and 18th, RadTech UVEB West 2009 will take place at Sheraton Gateway Hotel in Los Angeles, California. On February 18th through the 20th, the Waterborne Symposium Advances in Sustainable Coatings Technology, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will take place at New Orleans Marriott at the Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 19th, a joint MAMF-AESF meeting will take place at Maggiano's in Hackensack, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Sean McDonald on effective steps to outlast and outperform your competition. On February 19th through the 21st, AESF Foundation Aluminum Finishing Technology course will be held in Orlando, Florida. On February 24th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their Supplier Showcase 2009 at Quiet Canon in Montebello, California. on February 24th and 25th, Second International Zinc Oxide Conference, organized by the International Zinc Association, will take place at Rancho Las Palmas in Rancho Mirage, California. And on February 26th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have their Vendor Showcase 2009 at Wyndham Hotel in San Jose, California. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.